years, Teddy.
9 years.
That's crazy.
Ready?
Here we go.
I'm really nervous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Film Hustlers.
A very special edition of
Film Hustlers. Before we get started, I want to thank you all for sharing the show, for rating the show. A lot of that stuff's been happening. Have you guys noticed?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. People got a lot of new listeners. So thank you for that.
Subscribing,
yeah.
We need that.
And thank you to ExtremeMusic.com for being our sponsor, our partner, and having amazing music for all kinds of movies, any kind of media. Just an amazing place. Check them out.
The best sponsor since day one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Russ is a good guy. Are you going to use them in your new movies?
I use them in everything. They're amazing.
Are you already finding music or not yet?
Not yet. I'll start drinking tequila and finding music soon.
Of course you will. Don't send me and Davey Dave shit at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to listen to it, okay? We don't care at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But yeah, it's check them out, extrememusic.com. They're the best in the biz. Okay, so very special show. We have introducer.
I'm going to get choked up right now.
Whoa!
Yes. This is the person that I say... Hey, is the space available? Can you put drive-ons on? She's like, of course. 9 years. God, it doesn't feel like that long.
It doesn't feel like that long at all.
Very special guest. Famous shoe designer, I'm calling it right now in the future. Lisa Cornejo, a.k.a. Cornejito.
Yeah.
So here's the crazy thing. Thank you for being on the show. Yeah. Well, here's the thing is that it's a special show because you get to hear... about something we've never heard before. Someone who has helped a celebrity do their work on a daily basis, watched all of the process from the inside out. I mean, I'm talking about, she assists Mario Lopez and has for the past 9 years, as you mentioned. But what's interesting about that is that you're talking about a guy who's multimedia. So not only does she assist someone who's on a radio show, on a television show, who's an actor, who has brands. I mean, you're talking about an all-encompassing job that covers so many different facets of the business. And I think when you really think about it, like, this is someone who understands the industry from the inside out, and she's been helping Mario sort of run his career and all of the things that have to do with the ins and outs of daily work. And the knowledge base is probably enormous. So thanks for being on the show, and thanks for sharing your knowledge about all that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, guys. I was very... very flattered, and I'm honored. So thank you very much. I'm glad to be
this
here.
This is great. It's awesome. Yeah. So let me ask you, let me just get us started.
Yes.
So you've been the assistant to a guy who's basically an institution for the movie industry, the television industry, the industry in general. He's on red carpets. I mean, he literally does everything, right? So for 9 years, you've been doing that. How has that job, how did it start? And how has it shaped you as a business person, as someone who's going to, you know, go off and do other things now?
Well, first of all, when I started, I feel like a completely different person. When I started, I just didn't really know what... There's no training for this job, really. And I think you know this. There's no training. You just jump in head first. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. So I think there was a lot of mistakes, a lot of trying to navigate, trying to figure out how to deal with people, which is very important. And I feel like now I've kind of mastered that, which is, I don't know if I already had it a little bit, but I feel like now I mastered kind of how to manage people, how to talk to people. I can kind of get a sense of your vibe, you know, and that's very important because, you know, these are people, important people, producers, any kind of people,
executives.
And you have to know how to talk to them. You have to keep them happy. But at the same time, you have to, you know, follow whatever Mario says,
right?
You know? So I do feel like it's been a learning journey. Again, I'm not the same person. I've learned so much. And I think this job has shaped me and has made me become what I am today.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's helped me do other things, like my business, you know.
So when you started, did you expect to be in show business? Did you think you were going to go into show business?
No.
So
I kind of fell into this job. It's funny because I wanted to be in fashion my whole life. So I had my first corporate fashion job. This was like my big moment. I started high hopes, the best, all the dreams in the world. And then I realized that it was hell. So I was working 9 to 9 no overtime, 9 to 3 a.m., no overtime, and you better be here the next day at 9 a.m.
In fashion.
In fashion, yeah. Yes. I was working as assistant shoe designer. That's what my title was. And so I was miserable. It was the first time in my life. As you guys know, I'm very cheerful. I'm very happy all the time, positive. This was the first time in my life where I really felt kind of depressed. I was getting home.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. I was getting home and it was bedtime. Yeah. Like, and here I had to work Sundays too because we're working with China. Jeez. So it was a lot. It was a lot. So
you're the second person I've heard talk about the fashion industry that way when they're first starting out, by the way. Yeah.
Well, I think they take advantage because you just graduated too. Yep. You know what I mean? I feel like the higher positions, they don't have this experience, obviously. So then I wanted to leave. And then Juancho, shout out to Juancho, my stepdad. I know he's listening. He had said, oh, you know, why don't you try, Mario's assistant is leaving. Why don't you try it for a little bit? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, it's not where I want to go. You know, I didn't know if it was going to be a good move. But I was desperate. I'm like, I need to go. So he's like, just try it. A year or two, that's it. Cut to 9 years later. Wow. But so it wasn't planned at all. I wasn't planning on it. I just fell into it, and I met Mario. I remember, and he was fine. He was like, "Sure, whatever." And I started, and
he was stressed out. I'll tell you right now.
He was,
of course. He always is stressed out. But I gotta say one thing, Gordonquito. We work. I see you every day, and I know there's bad days, but you always have a smile, and you always
That's true.
And he's, we all know him. So he has his, he's not a moody,
You know what he's
demanding.
He's a whirlwind.
That's yes, what he exactly. He's a whirlwind. Good. David Dave is picking up. Yes.
It's called an analogy, by the
yes,
way.
Yes. Okay. But yes, Gordonquito, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm really miss you guys.
This is kind of surreal that we're talking to her now that I'm here watching her talk about this.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
in a good way. Weird. But it's kind of weird.
But even when you, because you didn't tell me you were leaving Gordonquito.
No,
I did not. Mario called me and he was like, the worst thing happened. Oh my God. And I was like, what the did he get, what happened? And he told me and I was like, oh, it makes sense. You know, because I've known Gordonquito that you and Alex, who is a great guy, it's getting time, you know, to start a family and to chase your dreams.
No, and I have to think about my future too. You know? So I think that was one of the things that made me do, because I love working here. I've been here for 9 years. You can tell, right? Yeah. You guys, it just feels like a family vibe. So why would I want to leave? Yeah. It was more so not that I needed a change in a job. It's like I needed to think about my future.
Pay increase. Oh, sorry. I had a cough.
I mean, it's super interesting though. If you're listening, the way in to the industry sometimes is an assistant, right? When you're talking about even as an executive, if you take on an assistant job under a film executive or a television executive, you sometimes end up gravitating towards becoming invaluable because you understand the world of an executive. Now, if you think about where you're headed, you have a design background. Mm-hmm. You're going into designing your own shoes. You're going to be helping your husband run his company. Mm-hmm. So everything you've learned is sort of preparing you to be successful in a lot of other areas, right? In business. You've watched Mario Lopez do business and build his brands and build his company. And that's going to help you because that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So do you think that there is a connection to the future of what you do and what you've learned from him?
Of course, 100%. It goes hand in hand. Everything that I've learned, because I've been kind of swimming with sharks. You know, that's kind of what it feels like. And I was this, I don't want to say innocent, but naive girl that kind of started seeing things.
You were.
And it's cool because I don't know if I would have seen this in a regular 9-to-5.
No.
I think this it helped me build character too. Mm-hmm. And like Tori says, I've never lost my cool because it kind of made me kind of stronger in that way. So yes, of course.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But you know what? You have a shoe line. Mm-hmm. You've done it. You were juggling this at the same time.
Yeah.
Which they're really cool. You know, if you go and look up.
Let's talk about this. What is the shoe line? What's it called? Where do they find it?
So it's called Lisa Cornejo, my name. You can find it on lisacornejo.com. But it's a work in progress. Hey, you know, this is one of the situations where ignorance is bliss. And I went in not really knowing the business side of fashion. I went to school and they taught me how to design, how to create a shoe or a whatever garment. And I did it. I thought that was going to be the hardest thing. Went to Mexico, went to factories, blah, 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 blah. And I got the product. But then what? I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't have just distributors. I didn't know what to do. So for me, that was a challenging part. And I feel like now, if I would have known what I know now, back then, I don't know if I would have done it. So right. That's why I say ignorance.
That goes for all of us.
Yeah. But now you can devote a lot your time towards your dream.
No, of course.
You
know, it's still something that I'm going to work on. I just know more now, you know? I'm not going to make the same mistakes.
Is it in your top three priorities?
Yes.
Good to know.
So as it refers to you moving on with your career and your shoe line, which you started and you've been trying to run while you were doing this job. Mm-hmm. So as it refers to that, like, have there been conversations that you've heard Mario have that you're going to remember when you do your business at all?
There's a lot of things that I've learned from him. I think what Mario does the best is that he always says yes. You know, his doors are always open. So I think that's something that's really stuck with me.
And you mean open for business,
of
right?
Course, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
That's yes, interesting. Exactly. That's interesting because I actually believe that. I mm-hmm. believe that you should always be a yes, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, yeah. right? Because it's possibility only exists in a yes,
mm-hmm.
right? Because a no is killing
of
something
course.
Immediately.
Of course.
So that's interesting, and I think good to know, and I think mm-hmm. it works across the board. But you've seen so many conversations go south. You've mm-hmm. seen so many conversations work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you've learned from his successes and his decisions to not do something as to what are good deals and bad deals?
Yes, I think he values his time. So that's something too, because yes, you can say yes to a lot of things, but your time, you're never going to get your time back, right? So I think that's something that I've learned from him too. And, you know, I think he's very charming. So that goes a long way.
And you're charming. Oh, you sort of you have that that skill set,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice when potentially he was going to take on too much and you're like, that's not going to work? Or you're checking schedules and you're like, wait a minute, that's not going to happen, but he's doing it anyway?
A lot of times.
How do you deal with that?
A lot of times. I'm like, how? He says yes to everything, literally. He just makes it work. I honestly don't know how he can fly on a red eye to Miami and just be on point the next day and then fly back the next day to go and be on camera. It's insane. I really don't know how he does
it. So if you were to give somebody some advice, would you say saying yes is an important part of success?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just don't be closed-minded and just be open to anything that could happen. And don't always think, maybe you think that you're going to end somewhere, but maybe that's not your destiny.
So the hustle's real.
The hustle's real. The hustle is real.
Right? It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. So you say yes, you push forward. I mean, but I think about it all the time. Like, I don't have the energy to do what you just said,
mm-hmm.
like jump on.
Oh yeah,
on
a, no, you know, I don't
I can't jump on a red eye. Period. Like even mm-hmm. if I have a meeting for one day, I can't mm-hmm. do it. But the mm-hmm. idea that someone would do that, come back, do work on the weekend, then mm-hmm. come back, then go to work on Monday. That's hard to do.
It's hard.
You know.
Hard. Yeah.
Money's motivation.
Is that a success?
Yeah. I mean, that's a big part. I mean, but it's that time for him to shine.
But that's how you make it big.
Yeah, but is that how you make it big? Get big, fellas. Is that how you make it big?
I mean,
you can't do it because you can't rock and roll and be married.
You put millions of dollars in front of me. I'll rock and roll and be married. You crazy fool.
Yeah, but that's have, when that's have to be. Put it in front of me and I will do it. Right?
Yeah. He's definitely like, Cornejo's right, because I've been along these journeys with him. It's grueling and he does it. You know, but he's making a lot of money, which is great. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know about you fools, but I'll pretty much work anytime, any place for some money.
You're have to be, sure.
Yeah,
I'll do it if you give it to me, sure.
And good for him, because he's got to the point now where he's getting paid to take that red eye to come in the net, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough. It's not, you know, take away the money, it's still a tough tough road.
Yes, I think he's at a good point in his life and career where he's really striking while the iron is hot.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And it's been hot for a while.
It's been hot for a long time, right? And he's not turned down stuff. I think one of the things that's interesting about this show, and I think, look, this show's about success and succeeding, right? And about chasing your dreams and about doing.
Never giving up.
And never giving
throwing
up.
Throwing your hat over the fence.
Yes. Throwing your hat over the fence. All the time. Yeah, basically what you are doing is you're throwing your hat over the fence, right? Yeah. You're giving up something that's a set, something you can count on.
Yes, exactly.
Some people you can count on, right? You're doing the unknown now. Yeah. You're going into an area where it's unknown, but that's where magic happens, right?
Yeah. Taking a chance, guys.
Yeah, that's where magic happens. Yeah. There's no magic in staying in the same space.
I think too, you always have to think there's no other option. Like,
right.
For me, I think I'm gonna have my shoe line, clothing line. There's no option. Right. It's happening. So you have to think that way. If not, if you have an option, then you're kind of
You're half-assing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. I agree. I mean, look, a lot of people listening, you know, there's a film is a hobby. Television's a hobby. Hope it'll work out. Like, I always thought to myself, and this is separate, and I think it's what you're doing, is you want to feed your family with your dreams, right? With what you want to do. And until you have no other option, it becomes very difficult to really get to the next level, because having to do it with what your life is going to be about is the first step towards feeding your family with something that you're not doing currently, right? You would have to really put yourself in a position where you're like, if this doesn't work, I'm going to be in really bad shape. But throwing your hat over the fence is the first step, right? You cannot reach, like, you have to go get it. And that's what you're doing. You got to go get it.
But I
also, you know, what's really cool about the show is we always talk about, like, how do you get to the next step? Where do you come from? What happens? Well, this is what happens. You work for a super successful guy for 9 years. You learn as much as you can. It becomes through osmosis. You become sort of someone who knows how deals happen and knows, you know, how to value your time and knows what deals may or may not be good. And now you're going to use it for yourself.
Exactly.
And that's exciting, right? Exciting. Is it scary to think that you're not going to have the security of a job like this anymore? Or is it exciting?
It is a little, it is scary. Yes, it is, of course. Because, you know, it can go south. But
I'll hire you on the side, by the way.
Huh?
I'll hire you on the side.
What do you mean, how high?
Hire you.
Oh, you'll hire. David, why are you coming all soft spoken at Jay right now?
Wait, what?
He said, I'll hire you on the side.
Oh, you can't. Say again. Say it again.
I'll hire you on the side.
Oh, there we go.
We'll figure something out.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe there's some sort of side action. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll hire her on the side.
I can help you out,
David. No, I'm stealing Cornejo one day. I'm still on her back. I don't know how or why or what, but I know why.
Yeah. So when you started as an executive assistant, did you think you were going to be there for 9 years?
No, never. I thought two years.
2 years?
2 years tops, and then I was going to go do my thing.
Oh. That's actually a lot of years, right? So 7 years more than you expected.
Crazy. And honestly, look, Mario was a very good boss. He would let me go on all the vacations that I wanted. You know, it's true. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. It was great. I had the best time. I lived my best life. But now it's time to get my hands dirty and you know.
That's exciting. And what do you think, like, let's just imagine your year. What does your year look like now that you don't have like a 9-to-5?
Honestly,
Like, if you're projecting, like, the most positive year, what would it look like?
Well, number one, I know I'm going to be busier. So I'm busy now. I'm going to be busier. And I'm not scared of hard work, but I think that's what is going to take us to the next level, you know? So I know I'm going to be busier 100% and just give it my all. I'm hoping to grow Alex's business and then, you know, give mine another push. So hopefully by next year we have
Alex is your husband.
Yes,
so
Alex,
then the plan is your husband has his own business. What is the business?
He has his own staffing agency for physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're going to help him build that, and that's doing really well
right
now.
So I'm managing that. Yes, exactly.
So you're going to manage that, which you're overqualified for.
Yes.
And then while you're doing that, you're going to continue with your clothing line and your shoe line.
Exactly.
What's interesting to me about this whole thing is, you're right though. Like when you get paid by somebody, and I'm paying you, and you turn off your phone at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. because you don't want to hear from me anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't do that when you run your own company, mm-hmm. right? Like for me, I'm a producer. I sent an email at 4 o'clock in the morning today. You know, just because if I get up and go to the restroom and I see one that I care about, I'll write back. Yeah. At any hour, I'm thinking about it at all times. Mm-hmm. It's constantly on my mind. It is my life.
You're passionate
weekends,
about it.
I'm reading stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm watching my kids, I'm doing something. Well, my kids are older now, but
come on,
when I was watching my kids, I would do that. So that's interesting, because are you ready for that? Are you ready for like 24/7?
I'm very ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we're not even talking about the most important thing, because Cornejito and I have had talks. Every day we would talk.
He's talking about Lisa Cornejo, by the way.
Lisa Cornejo. Mm-hmm. Cornejito. Most important, Cornejo, mm-hmm. is starting a family, too. Okay.
Yes, I am planning on it.
We've talked about that.
Is that top
a lot.
Three? Is that top three?
Of course.
Yeah, top three.
Okay.
Yes.
My clock's ticking, guys. So I'm not getting any younger.
Starting a family, because I love her husband, Alex. Right. Great guy. Yes, they've been awesome parents.
Yes.
This is how I see it. Family.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, because you have to, and then the shoes.
It's gonna be a lot.
It's gonna be a lot. But you can do it.
But I'm ready.
You can do it.
I'm ready.
All right, so now we want secrets.
Ooh, a little secret.
Secrets
don't kill me.
of the Mario Lopez assistant. So has there ever been moments where you've had to lie to somebody because
you can't ask these questions?
Of course I can't. Have you ever had to lie to any executives or anybody about what he's doing or not doing so that you can figure it out? And has that ever been revealed or gone wrong?
A lot of times.
Wait, which part?
I've had to lie.
Okay, you had to lie, but
all, to a lot of people.
But let's just be clear. Let's just be clear. Lying when you work for somebody on their behalf is mm-hmm. part of your job.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's not me.
Yeah. No, it's not you. It's just
it's also like kind of protecting.
Yeah.
What's really happening? So
right.
I my job was to keep everything balanced and everyone kind of happy. So that's I had to figure out a way where it wasn't going to explode in my face.
Right.
And I think I did it very well.
So you did. Yeah, did you ever get caught in a lie?
Not really.
Not indirectly.
No, not directly, yeah.
Yeah.
There was suspicion, yeah. but never red-handed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Red-handed would be bad.
That would be really bad.
Right.
You've taken the blame, though. I've taken the blame.
Oh, I've taken the blame a lot.
It's Cornejo's fault, you know? And you're like,
And you know, sometimes, hey, you drop the ball, of course, you know, but...
You've never dropped the ball, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you never dropped the ball. You're still carrying
it. 9 years of not dropping the ball. But look, if you're listening, here's a really important point. So you deal with people all the time. And mm-hmm. I'm talking about, so there's Mario Lopez, mm-hmm. there's his life, there's all the people that work around him on the radio show, on the television show, on the film side, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Management, agents, the works, right?
Mm-hmm.
All his friends
yes.
that are trying to do business with him too, which
of course.
We're all crazy. But you've got all these people involved in trying to get to him, and then you've got to be the go-between between, hey, I'm trying to get here, I'm trying to come to the set, I'm trying to get a drive by, and you've got to manage everybody.
I have to manage everything.
But that is crazy.
Yeah. I think at the beginning, it was hard. At the beginning, it was hard because I was 25. There's no training. You just get thrown in. So I would panic. And this is a conversation that I had with Davey earlier. I would get very... I would get very stressed. Very, very, very stressed. And I think as time went by, I learned that getting stressed wasn't going to help anything, wasn't going to make anything better. So I learned how to kind of manage everything.
You realized who was who.
Who
was important.
Yes, how to talk to, you know, each character, because there's characters too. At the end, it was like a game. Kind of,
yeah.
Like you said.
Of course.
It was fun, to be honest.
And if you're
I think you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
If you're a producer out there, I'm going to tell you something else. This is on a completely different, on the different side
mm-hmm,
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a producer. Am I? A producer?
Are you?
Kind of.
It's confusing sometimes. No, so if you're a producer up and coming, clearly if you're a producer that's already done stuff, you know, you could just not listen to this. But if you're a producer, people like Lisa are really important, right? Because I can't really get anything done unless I communicate with you, mm-hmm. right? You and I actually communicate almost sometimes more than I communicate with Mario, yes. and I've got all this business to do with them, right?
She's so, the gatekeeper.
Yeah, so when, right, you know what? That's totally true.
Now that's your power.
Assistants are the, well, he's going to be a jerk, but assistants.
The new sheriff in town.
Yeah, man. I'm getting charged $5 to a drive on, which is crazy.
Awesome.
I don't understand that. But no, if you're a producer, you have to treat the assistant really well. I don't think I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, totally correct me. Mm-hmm. Have I ever been upset or anything you've done?
Never.
No, right? Never. Mm-hmm. Okay. No. So I think it's really important you keep a solid relationship with assistants or associates or whatever. Mm-hmm. You always have a high level of respect for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Never be upset if I get left at the gate. Never get upset if he doesn't show up for a thing I'm doing or if he's late. Whatever it is, I've always made the promise that I'm never going to be upset about it because it all has to do with what I want, right?
But you have a great personality.
Well, thank you, but I need to do the work, right? And I need to get it done, and I don't know, sometimes I show up and I can't get it done because mm-hmm. he's busy. But you and I have figured out, have a communication where if I say, hey, I'm coming by to see him, and you'll say, he's got something from 4 to 6 or mm-hmm. whatever it is, and you may not be able to get mm-hmm. it happen. And they'll say, "Okay, I'll come the next day." Mm-hmm. And we sort of arrange that so that I don't waste my time and you don't waste time trying to get him to me or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I also figure, and you also have to figure out as a producer, if you're the talent, Dave, you're the talent, and I'm coming to see you, and you're so busy that I can only talk to you in between breaks. Right, so you're doing your show, and then you go on a 5-minute break, mm-hmm. and they go to reset the cameras, and then all of a sudden, I have a meeting with you in the moments that you come off camera for like, I don't know, 2 minutes. I learned how to get my stuff done really fast.
Quick pitches. Elevator pitch.
But I think the key is always treat the assistants well.
Yeah.
Always communicate solidly with them. Always try to get them to be part of the world that you're in, right? Hey, I'm just trying to get 5 minutes with them. When do you think I can get that? And try to make that work. Mm-hmm. But assistants are so important to the process. And also assistants end up becoming sometimes bigger than their clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so when you get huge and you're selling all of this stuff and you're going Nordstrom's and it's all crazy, I'm going to be calling you up.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing, you know, stuff together.
I'll be waiting.
But it's true.
What are you going to be doing? Full designing shoes?
Maybe I'll do the commercials. I could be doing the commercials. I could be doing, maybe she decides to do a movie. You know, a lot of people end up
a life story. Biopic.
Devil Wears Prada. Oh. Come on, man. It could be huge. But it's true.
Is it about Lopez?
Yeah, no. But it is. It's a massive, really important job. I mean, this show is important because if you think about it, they are the gatekeepers of all that you want to get done. And somehow, they do know a lot. They're very smart. They can totally figure out what you need and how to get you what you need and figure it out. And that's why you have to sort of, they become your partners. You and I are sort of partners in everything that I do with him.
I agree.
And I got to say this, and I'm going to thank you for this. I'll thank you guys too, because when I was going through a tough time as a producer and I was like literally losing my career about a year ago, you guys all stuck up for me in a way that I couldn't stick up for myself because I wasn't in the room all the time. And when things came up and a conversation came up that was accusing me of something, mm-hmm. you guys all said, that's not true. That's not who he is. That's not what he does. Yeah. Whatever you said. Mm-hmm. Right. And I know that you guys were there for me. So I think it's really important that you treat people with respect, assistants, associates, the works, and be honest and be straight. And then they'll stick up for you too. So in the long run, it ends up being a relationship that goes both ways. So our relationship, mm-hmm. yours and mine, has been very fruitful for me.
Yeah, no, and for me too.
Yeah, so I've been very lucky to have worked with you, and I'm kind of bummed it's Dave now.
Oh, you just let the cat out of the bag right there.
Davey Dave is now working as an associate and an assistant, or whatever you want to call it, tomorrow.
I'm here.
He's working. Here.
Let's see how long this lasts. We're going to stay right here on the show. We're going to announce it. So it's starting today.
Well, that technically, Davey Dave. Well, no, you've been here 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been here 2 weeks.
Oh, but are you on the clock 2 weeks? No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we figured it out.
Oh, wow. That's Cornacle.
You got him now? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. Don't snag her bottle.
$5 a drive up.
Oh my God! You know how expensive that's going to get?
Yeah,
I've been coming a lot
every day.
He comes by a lot.
Hey, don't take her bottle. I'm just kidding. Of course you would never. I'm talking about Casa Mexico bottles. Again, Casa Mexico Casa business. Mexico,
yes.
Yeah. You handled all that. We got to get bottles signed. Mm-hmm. So much. There's so much that goes on. And if you're a producer out there, Dave, you know this. Like there, it's all about multimedia now. I'm an old-time producer, so I do movies, right? Sometimes I do TV, but it's accidental.
Bro, you know what? Let me stop you real quick. Basically what this job is doing, and it's...
What job are you talking about?
Familiar to me. You know, executive assistant, whatever. Mm-hmm. But
I love that title, executive assistant.
It's all producing. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. It's all producing. You're exactly right. That's what it is.
You know what?
Same thing.
You're exactly right.
You're going to produce a baby?
You're going to produce a baby?
I'm going to say on you about that, Courtney Heath, though. Yes, because you're going to be a great mom.
You're going to have to. Okay. You're going to be the first one that I tell.
What he really wants is you to name it after him.
No, Mark's a good name.
Oh, no, Mark's not a good name because that's not like... No. It's just a big vowel. I don't like Mark. Never mind. But Cash is a good name.
Or Rod.
Who's Rod? Rod's like a porn star. Rod.
Oh my God.
Rod Rinks. Ladies and gentlemen, Rod Rinks.
Hey, take it easy.
If anyone has ever seen Swimming with Sharks, and if you haven't, you should go watch it immediately. Dave is going to be the Benicio del Toro character smoking inside at his desk.
See, that's actually the movie, right?
That's actually the movie, yeah.
So you were saying Swimming with Sharks.
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny. There you go, yeah. See? No, it is. It's by the way, it's my favorite. When I met Benicio, met him as a character, when I saw him in the movie, it was amazing. And now that I can't help but keep thinking about Benicio del Toro, that you're going to be that, smoking cigarettes and doing that. Have you heard of extrememusic.com? You have now.
Yes.
Yeah. So extrememusic.com. Do you know anything about them? No, okay. So this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Right. This is amazing. So extrememusic.com is a website. Okay. And you go to extrememusic.com and you go in and you sign up, mm-hmm. and they have thousands upon thousands of songs written by composers that don't, some of them have deals, some of them don't, but it doesn't matter because every song on their site is available to anybody. Mm-hmm. Non-exclusively for their work. Ooh. So if you do a commercial for your shoes, if you do a commercial for your clothing line, if you do a commercial for your husband's business, and you want a song that's specifically a type of song, but you don't want to hire a composer, you go there, you punch in the type of music you want, salsa, bachata, whatever you want.
Okay. It's got to be salsa, bachata.
Jazz,
because of Mexican?
Damn, Roberts.
Wow. Racist.
So you do that, and then a bunch of songs come up, and you listen to them, and you pick them, and you can, like, if your commercial's 15 seconds, you punch in 15 seconds, and it shortens the song for you to fit your.
I can actually use that.
Really?
No, really.
Oh my God! Okay, and tell your friends about it. It's amazing.
My videos.
ExtremeDating.com is our partner. I'm sorry. ExtremeMusic.com is our partner, and we're really proud to have them on board. Russ Emanuel, we got to get him on. We got to get him here. We got to give him a bottle of Cristalino, by the way. Brand can you take one from Mario? Can you get one from Mario, please?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to take yours. Never mind. We got to get him here and have a drink with him. But it's the most amazing website, and I use it for all my movies, Netflix, Lifetime. Anything you're doing, they are the best in the biz.
Nice.
Please tell your friends about them. They're awesome. ExtremeMusic.com for all your music needs. All right, cool. This has been awesome. Look, if you're listening, we've never had a guest like this on before. They're the basis, the foundation of Mario Lopez's business. And if you don't think it matters, just imagine how successful Mario has been over the last 9 years. I just made it really pressure filled. But it's true. If you think about how successful he's been over the past 9 years, from 9 years ago to now, it's massive. And you are responsible. To a certain extent for that.
You're a big part.
You're responsible to a certain extent for that success. Yeah. Because without you, he doesn't get the freedom to go do all this stuff. So congratulations moving on. Congratulations on the last 9 years of your career, which have been beneficial to you and beneficial to a great, wonderful star that's doing tons of great business that you helped him do. And awesome to have you on. Good luck in the future. Will you come back on in a year and tell us how you did?
Oh, yeah.
Gonna miss you, Cornejito.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
All right.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. What's up to Juancho and Mari real quick?
Hey, Juancho! Oh,
Juancho, thank you, Juancho. Because if it wasn't for you, she wouldn't be here.
Hey, the thing about
that's true.
Hey, the thing about it is.
Hey, way. Hey, player.
Hey, way. All right, guys. Well,
come back, Juancho.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on The Film Hustlers.
We got a duh now, Robert? Okay, I'll take it.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
At the beginning, I was nervous.
Were you really?
No, I just didn't like. Juancho, you really.